Click. Here are your hosts, Scott.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Flick Smack spinoff Quick Licks. I am your co-host Scott.
And I am Terry. And welcome to the pod that rocks your bod.
Spinoff.
Yes. So let's tell them why we're here tonight. It's because we watched a little Netflix movie entitled El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie.
Yes.
Starring Aaron
Paul. So if you couldn't figure out by the title, it is a sequel to the Breaking Bad series.
Yeah, essentially it's Aaron Paul's character, Jesse Pinkman. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Breaking Bad. But on a side note, if you haven't watched Breaking Bad, you're an idiot.
And
it's
probably
the best TV show ever made.
Yeah, certainly up there. Yeah.
And so Jesse Pinkman escapes from his captors, where they kept
Uncle Jack.
They kept him for a year locked in like this subterranean meth lab.
Mm-hmm.
And Walter White, at the end of the Breaking Bad, comes in, kills everybody except for Jesse. Jesse escapes in an El Camino, hence the title of the movie. And this movie basically takes off from that point.
Yeah.
With a little expose in between.
Yeah, some flashbacks and stuff that happened in between scenes. So stuff that you didn't see during the run of the series.
And in this case, expose is a good thing because we get treated to a bunch of cameos from characters from the show Breaking Bad.
Yes. Who have either moved on from the series or they died during the series, so it was nice to see them again.
Yeah, it was awesome. There's a couple characters we didn't see.
Yeah, which that's one thing that kind of bothered me is how there are some key characters that were important to the plot that were part of his past, but we had never seen them before. So they didn't have the same weight as seeing the other characters because you didn't know they really meant anything to the story until he showed the flashback. Oh, yeah, I've seen these guys before, but we hadn't.
Yeah, I agree. But I think, like, for nostalgia's sake, we got to see enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to spoil anything.
No.
But, like, this, I found that the story beyond, like, this movie, after Pinkman escapes, the story kind of parallels Walt's story after he gets discovered by
his brother,
the FBI and the DEA or whoever. Yeah. Like he's on the run. He wants to get out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's sneaking around.
New identity.
But it was more condensed, obviously, within the 2-hour scope of the movie. But I thought it had some pretty cool stuff.
It didn't have as many parts where it's like, holy shit moments, how's he going to get out of this? It didn't have that kind of, those kind of gripping scenes that you would have almost every other episode in Breaking Bad, where it's like, how are they going to get out of this? And
every obstacle he kind of comes across to, I guess it would be like the antagonists are kind of sub Jesse Pinkman's intelligence.
So yes.
He outthinks everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how we kind of see Todd's kind of
life
behind the scenes. And like, it made me kind of actually like the character a little bit more because he wasn't like, he's obviously a psychopath.
Yeah, he's got a few problems.
But you could tell he genuinely cared for Jesse Pinkman.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was, I guess it's more of a love letter to Jesse for fans who wanted to know what happened to him, you know, because it ends and you don't know if he's going to get away or if he's going to get caught, you know, by the police or something like that. So it allows you to see him have some sort of closure and that he's going to be able to move on with his life and, you know, start anew. So.
Yeah. And, Robert Forster was pretty awesome.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I could see him being a hell of a poker player while he was still alive. Like,
mm-hmm.
he just plays everything so straight faced.
Yeah.
And like, nonchalant.
Mm-hmm. Well, knowing that he's in control of every situation that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, right. He doesn't have to say anything. It's just his presence. You know, he commands authority. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it was a good movie. I was reading today that Vince Gilligan has come out to say that there really was no need for this movie. The movie doesn't need to exist, but it does. But yeah, I mean, like, now there's wondering whether or not, you know, Jesse's story will continue, whether you'll see him again or not. But I don't know. But it was a decent movie. I mean, it's certainly nice to revisit the characters. It's subpar Breaking Bad series, but I mean,
oh yeah, but yeah, what are you gonna do when every character's dead or witness protection?
Yeah, and you're limited to amount of time that you can tell the story. So I mean, if they did a limited series, like six episodes, sure, it probably could have had a little more juicy elements. But all in all, I mean, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll probably watch it again sometime.
Yeah, no, I think it just adds a nice little element to the whole Breaking Bad saga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing that I did struck me as interesting right at the beginning, not that this really ruins anything, but he first goes to see Badger and Skinny Pete.
Yeah.
And then old Joe lets him know that his car has a low jack. And so that they're on their way. And so he leaves in Skinny Pete's car instead. The amount of cops that were heading to bust him.
Unbelievable.
There was like 40 or 50 vehicles that were heading to where they thought Jesse was going to be.
Unbelievable.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Might have been a little bit of overkill.
We finally get to see what's under Badger's or under Skinny Pete's toque.
Yeah.
And I was not expecting that.
You weren't expecting hair?
I was not expecting a full head of hair.
Yes.
But hey, the plan Skinny Pete came up with was pretty solid.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But all in all, yeah, it should satisfy fans of the movie. I think it helps that you've seen the series. It's not one of those movies that is like a standalone movie that, you know, references the series that you could really sink your teeth into. But I think you need to know the backstory more to be able to just watch this movie on its own.
Oh yeah. Like you'll have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But
they try. Well, I mean, I don't think this is in the movie, but when we watched it on Netflix, they had like a 3-minute recap or whatever right before the movie started.
Yeah, so. And that's obviously for people that have never watched the show before.
Yeah, or, but I mean, and it's almost a disservice to the series because there's so much they don't have in there that they're only touching on points that will be pertaining to this movie and not like any of the big highlights from the rest of the series.
Yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. It was still nice to see Pinkman again and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Skinny Pete, Badger, a few other characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when we finally do see the other guy, like, I think it's the scene is low key enough that it kind of fit right in.
Yeah.
And it was almost like he was Jesse Pinkman's, you know,
conscience.
He was thinking what would Heisenberg do? Yeah. And then he remembered that little exchange they had.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to see the crystal ship again. Spoiler.
Oh my God.
Wow, what a, come on.
Yes. But yeah, no, yeah, so I mean, I don't think there's much more to say about that. There's not a lot to dissect because, you know, it's a simple story. It just unfolds as you see it. There's no like big tricks or plot twists or anything like that. It's just him, you know, trying to find a way to get a better situation. So,
yep. And that's essentially what Breaking Bad was about.
Mm-hmm.
It was about Walt trying to get a better situation.
Mm-hmm.
He just happened to take a lot of people out with him.
But yeah, he took a little bit of a detour.
Yeah.
It wasn't a point A to point B kind of situation for Walt.
No. He was in the Empire business.
Yes, he was. He worked for the Empire?
Yeah, he was part of the Empire.
Holy shit.
Galactic Empire.
Mm.
So yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah. So that's episode 2 of Quick Licks. And unlike the first one, this is, as advertised, this one was quick.
Yep.
Joker was a little bit longer.
We don't know what will be next. I'm kind of leaning towards Zombieland Double Tap. I think
that's what I was thinking would be our next one. So any of you zombie fans out there, you be on the lookout for episode 3.
So for Scott and myself, that's another edition of Quick Licks. We'll see you next time.